You're inside my Fix It Up Live with Mark and Teresa. We're taking you inside the Senko booth at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas. We're talking with Chris Grundy from Cool Tools and Matt Flashoff from Deconstruction and revealing a new Senko tool that is reinventing cordless nailing technology. What happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. It's all happening next on my Fix It Up Live.
The flat is evil. Welcome.
Welcome back to my Fix It Up Live, live from the International Builders Show in glorious, fabulous, lit up Las Vegas, Nevada.
And we're here with, you know, some fabulous people.
We got some fabulous people. We've got some fabulous tools. We've got a big unveiling to do.
We do.
Here at the International Builders Show.
An unveiling, revealing.
We have to reveal something?
Well, not you. Please don't
that's
reveal
not
anything.
That's not my contract.
Yeah, well, it's not my contract either.
Well, there you go. We'll not be revealing anything.
Embarrass our children.
Thanks for joining
my
us
mother,
on my Fix
mother,
It Up Life. That'll be it for our program.
Yeah, exactly.
We're unveiling a new tool, a game-changing new technology from Senko.
Game changer. And actually, you've actually mentioned that you've seen this tool before on our show.
That's right.
Behind a curtain.
Didn't mention the tool. Mentioned that I saw it. Got pulled behind a curtain at the remodeling show some months ago.
And didn't even tell me what it was.
Didn't even. Hey, you know, when they have... It was actually...
And it was in October.
Well, the product manager, Joe, who's joining us today, actually had the Blues Brothers briefcase handcuffed to his wrist. So, black case, no names, no labels.
Really?
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
However, instead of me talking about it...
Well, maybe he should talk about it.
Maybe Joe should talk about it.
He might know a couple more things than we do about it.
That remains to be seen.
Uh-huh.
What with me knowing it all?
Oh, you know everything. I forgot.
Joe from Senko, product manager for the Fusion cordless nailer. Give us some bullet points. Top three features on what Fusion technology is.
Okay, it combines the portability and convenience of a cordless tool with the power and performance of a pneumatic tool.
Okay.
Okay. It eliminates all the drawbacks of traditional cordless finish nailing, okay?
Yep.
You don't buy any fuel like in some of the other ones.
No fuel, so now
that's such a good thing.
Out of the gate, cheaper to use.
Exactly.
Saves so much money.
Yeah. Along with that, there's no scheduled cleaning involved.
Okay. Two.
And again, you get an instant shot when you pull the trigger. There's no waiting for any kind of a ramp up.
Oh, the ramp up with other cordless nailers and technologies that exist on the market. There is a sort of a lag time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you're like me, you get a lot of cognitive drift in that second or two. Oh, is this crown molding? All right.
You get cognitive drift constantly.
Yeah, I just read that in a book.
Really?
Yeah, super Freakonomics.
You read a book without pictures?
I read that on the plane on the way in.
Super Freakonomics? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
That is a great book. Let's talk about that instead of the Senko Fusion. It's a terrific book. It's about 100 pages.
Oh, my goodness.
Having seen this tool and having nailed up, I don't know, molding by the mile, I guess that's fair to say.
You've done a couple projects.
Yeah.
You know,
flooring. The Senko Fusion cordless nailer really looks to me to be a game changer that makes our work faster, easier, safer, better.
Exactly.
Saves you time, saves you money, and saves your back from not having to haul a compressor.
Well, I like that an awful lot, too.
It's true. It's true. Now, is it distinctly a professional tool? Is it the advanced DIYer? Is it all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. It was designed for the professional, professional trim crews, remodelers, install crews, punch-out crews, but it's definitely good for a serious DIYer that doesn't want to mess with compressors or hoses or fuel or anything else. All you do with this, you charge the battery, you load it with nails, you turn it on, you're good to go.
Awesome.
Sounds like unplug and play to me.
Something like that.
There you go. You guys can use that.
I love that.
Although it's copyrighted,
you know,
C, circle,
what's
R.
What's so good about that is that you can get more work done.
Thanks, Joe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My honey-do list just went through the roof. Okay.
Well, you know, you can work faster.
You know, why do a one-piece crown and you can do a three-piece? And that chair rail.
You love three-piece, though. I mean, we have a three-piece crown in our bedroom. We have crown molding in our daughter's closet.
Yeah, I did do that. Instead of taping the seams, I just
put crown. Who looks inside, you know, an eight-year-old like, closet? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a little mad about the crown molding.
Insane much?
But if you're doing flooring, you've got a top nail with a finish nailer, the first pieces and the last pieces. Who needs to be dragging a compressor around for that? That's great. How much does a tool weigh compared to, well, how much does it weigh?
Both models, the 15 and 18 gauge, weigh about 6 pounds.
Okay. And how does that compare with a traditional, or I guess, traditional pneumatic tool?
It's a bit heavier than a traditional pneumatic and a bit heavier than traditional gas. But as far as the other battery-only tools that you have to wait for a ramp up, it's much lighter, about an average of 2.5 pounds lighter.
Well, and we're looking at it right here in the Senco booth. Joe's kind enough to actually show us one.
And we have an image on it on our website at myfixituplife.com as well.
Right on.
Yes, so our listeners can check it out.
Give or take, it's about the same size as a traditional pneumatic tool. I'd say maybe a little bigger. Certainly not much bigger than an 18-volt cordless drill, fair to say. So, and having been able to be brought back behind the curtain at the remodeling show.
Behind the curtain.
I do appreciate that. I've been leveraging that around all my friends, and it impresses people.
It really does impress people.
What you've been able to design into this, I can tell by looking, and I could definitely tell by touching and popping a few nails with it, is balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is going to shave time, minutes here, seconds there, off the process. And is it a new industrial design? How did the balance come into play here?
It was designed in. If you feel the handle, go ahead and feel the handle.
Oh, yeah, got it in my hands right now, people.
It's very ergonomic. It was designed for comfortable operation all day.
Excellent. And it's not top heavy. It's not bottom heavy. Mm-hmm. It's not nose heavy. Yeah, I've got small hands and I can reach the trigger. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. It nestles in your hand real nice. It's, again, designed comfortable operation all day. Will not slow you down. Won't wear you down.
Okay. So here's a question for you.
I like that it won't wear you down. Again, I'll get back to my own personal needs.
You know what?
Oh, sorry.
Thanks for joining us from the Builder Show. I'm going home.
I got you a ticket. You're going to be leaving very soon. So when I get home, everything will be done.
Now, there are two models of this tool?
Correct. There's a 15-gauge angled finish nailer, perfect for hanging doors, windows, baseboard, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Also an 18-gauge straight brad nailer.
Oh, it's a brad nailer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so now we're talking about kitchen cabinet kind of crown molding details, returns, workbench and woodworking projects. So you can drive, what, a 5/8-inch brad up to?
Up to 2 1/8.
Up to 2 1/8. So some guys even hang some of their door casings. They'll pin the outside corners with brads instead of nails, so the nails hide easier. So now you've got, I don't even want to say this, but customized solutions.
Oh, dear.
You know what? Can we edit that out, JT? Can we edit out the customized solution?
Why?
I don't know.
You feel uncomfortable with it?
I don't even know what it means.
Well, you
People
know.
People say it all the time.
It's good business language.
All right. So anyway, you've got customized solutions.
It makes you sound smarter. Your IQ went up like 10 points there.
Yeah. Well, I also represent the strong back, weak mind category of our listenership. So no one's going to confuse me with someone who's got all the answers. But so you've got the brad nailer for the, I don't want to call it lighter duty, but it's the more refined work of woodworking, if you're building boxes, if you're building workbench projects, shelves, those kind of things. The world famous Clement crown molding shelf.
Yes, yes.
Benefits from a brad nailer versus a more robust finish nailer, where you are going to be hanging crowns and shooting through PVC and hardwoods, flooring.
Yes.
Yes, I'm being tapped on the shoulder like I'm supposed to do something.
Well, you're always tapped on the shoulder like you're supposed to be doing something.
Yeah, constantly being tapped on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's the problem when you're with your wife all the time.
Well, there you have it. Joe, thank you for joining us. We will be back with more from the Senco booth.
Yes, we will, at the International Builders Show in Las Vegas with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you, guys. Spending too much time on the telephone.
we're back inside my Fix It Up Life at the International Builders Show. And without further ado, my wife Teresa would like to introduce a very special guest we have on my Fix It Up Life.
Well, you know, a guy who knows a little bit about tools, you know, one or two things, I don't know. He hosts a show called Cool Tools on DIY Network, and we're happy to talk with him inside the Senko booth.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
We've got Chris Grundy from DIY Networks, Cool Tools, the most popular show on DIY, is that right?
Let's go ahead and say yes, that's true.
That's what I've heard. It's a rumor going around. And congratulations on that, by the
way. Thank you. Yeah. We're coming up in our fourth year now, and we're really just loving the new stuff that's coming out, the stuff that we've seen so far. We're loving this.
Okay, awesome. He's a dud. Let's back this interview off, okay?
I can't get a word in. Jealousy is kind of getting a little out of control there.
I'm wearing a green t-shirt because I'm a green builder.
Oh, and it's like green. Isn't it green? Green Day here
green
at the
Day.
International Building Show?
Green Day, Green Apple.
We were actually slow coming out of the break because Chris is over here doing all kinds of antics, talking to the microphone like a rock star. He's got his stance going.
Yeah!
I don't know. Maybe. What do you think we talk about tools with Chris?
Well, I want to know what the last tool you touched was before talking with us.
The last tool that I touched was a Senko nailer.
As a matter of fact,
I'm right here where you guys are, and I got to get my hands on it, see what's new in battery-powered nailers. It was a really, really cool tool.
Cool. And did you film anything for one of your shows, too?
Yeah, we're here at the IBS filming a special for it. We're doing our special, and Matt Blashaw is also co-hosting on this one.
Ooh.
And Matt Blashaw, you can find on DIYnetwork.com. He's got his own show, and he's doing us a favor and coming on this one for this ride.
Awesome.
Oh, that's so good. And show is going to, we check on DIY Network to find out when that's going to air?
Yeah, look at DIYnetwork.com. It shows you schedules and all that kind of stuff. And we got Amy Matthews on this episode, too.
Ooh.
I can't do that one. I'm not cool enough to go to what you're talking about.
So
anyway, Chris, what other things have you seen at the Builder Show?
Well, yesterday, honestly, I saw a really cool router yesterday from Festool, a German company. I'm sure you've heard of them. And they've got this router that went through maple like you wouldn't believe. Like it was butter. I know you've heard it before.
Go.
But on the other end of that router was a nice little baby's butt. You could touch that maple's nice and smooth. It was nice.
I'm telling you,
vacuum with it too. No dust at you.
We actually have to back up from Chris because the aura of his energy is actually forcing me away like the Starship Enterprise force field. I'd like to shake hands with you. I can't get through. He actually picked up the Senko nailer, the Senko Fusion nailer, instead of the microphone while we were on break.
I had to put
it down. It's the microphone, man. It's a radio show, okay?
Yes. So I have to ask, I try to keep Mark away from too much coffee. Do you drink a lot of coffee?
I like coffee. I try not to drink too much of it because it slows me down, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like to stay away from that water, juice, you know, apples, maybe some veggies.
Get some nice decaffeinated green tea.
There you go.
Some nice
music. It's nice.
Yeah. Yes.
This is the world's most boring conversation. Let's have some green tea. How about some cuddly teddy bears?
Yes, I like
okay,
that.
Okay, this segment of my Fix It Up Life brought to you by Boring Girl Stuff.
I love boring girl stuff. We talk about shoes
you
or purses.
See these two.
Or...
It's on. They're fighting now.
I'm always wanting to talk about that stuff.
Okay.
We could go shopping together. There's a lot of good shopping here in Las Vegas. Yes.
What jewelry have you seen walking through the hotels?
There's some nice crystals out there. And
crystals.
I like to put them all over my body.
Yeah, hi, 1972 called.
Yes.
Yeah, they're looking for... So, here's a question for you. We'll go outside of the tool world.
Mm-hmm.
What does Chris Grundy do when he's not, quote, Chris Grundy, cool tool star?
Gotcha. What I love to do is cook a lot.
Yeah.
I love cooking. And then after cooking, I love eating.
Ooh.
I love eating everything I see. You know what I'm saying? But, recreation, like to play hockey, you know, go around town, do that kind of things. I got, you know, a couple close friends and just hang out, man.
I
like that.
Ice hockey, rollerblade hockey,
ice
street
hockey.
Ice hockey. All right. What position are we talking about?
Right wing and center.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
How they determine who plays defense on our team is who can skate backwards. So, yeah.
So, okay. Offensively minded Chris Grundy will be slap-shotting a show to you.
Exactly.
So, when will the DIY Network Cool Tools from the IBS actually air? Do we know that yet?
We don't know that yet, but we're probably looking at about a May time frame, April, May, June time frame. And, yeah, you can see all kinds of stuff. And you can even get previews a little bit on the DIYnetwork.com and see a bunch of stuff that we've done, stuff that you may see, some behind-the-scenes stuff, some pictures, and not the naughty stuff, neither.
Hey, what happens in Vegas, baby? I mean, you know, you and I were out last night till, like, what?
Yep.
2, 10, 5.
You just came in, right?
We just got in.
I can show you some of the pictures right here.
Yeah, right here on my iPhone, baby. You know, that's what we're doing. We're doing some roulette baccarat dinner.
Do you even know what that stuff
is? No.
No idea. So you contribute to Popular Mechanics, too.
Yes, I'm a contributing editor, and, you know, sometimes they when they need some kind of opinion that they may not agree with, they call me. That kind of thing.
I love that.
So you're the contrarian for Popular Mechanics. Okay.
That is so
great.
Good.
Great. Yes. So disinformation, man.
Whatever you need.
Are you writing an article for them? Do you appear sometimes in the magazine? How's it work?
Sometimes. And a lot, most time it's them interviewing me, and they'll give my opinion on certain tools or certain aspects of tools or what's innovative and what's coming, that kind of thing. But, yeah, it's just a great magazine with a lot of great people contributing and writing for them. Yes!
Wow! Yeah! How about that?
Mm-hmm.
He pointed to me.
Are you going to pick that up off the ground?
He pointed to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to be handcuffed to the table for the rest of the day for showing that joy.
Mm-hmm. You're good in dance moves.
So you're a tool guy. I mean, every tool company in the world must be coming to you and saying, I got the greatest XYZ on the planet.
Yes.
Do you have new stuff coming to you that's, like, not ready for prime time, prototypes?
Ooh, behind the curtains kind of stuff.
Yeah, there are things, and some things I can talk about, some things I can't, but I'm one of the things you just had Joe on a second ago, he's got something from Senko that is not out of the market yet, right? I mean, that's the kind of things that we get here at IBS and some of the trade shows that we see. But yeah, they go through our company mostly through DIY Network.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sometimes they call our researchers on the cool tool side.
Right.
And, you know, they try and get it out there first so they can get it on camera before
it comes
to market.
Oh, we can make it easier. Just tell me what your personal cell phone number and email address is, and we'll broadcast that and make it easier for the.
I'd recommend
there's some things you'll never be able to buy. Just about a month ago, we went down to NASA in Houston and saw some of their tools. And some of their tools on. They've got one. It's called a pistol grip tool, and it's a $250,000 hand drill, and it's got a computer on top, and every rotation it tells you about, every revolution, the torque, everything is all printed, is all on a computer display for you.
Now, this is for, like, building the space station.
This is for going up to fix the space station. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, we went to neutral buoyancy lab, and the water and everything, and the astronauts are going in there, and they've got plastic tools in the water, because the actual tool is so heavy, but when you're in space, who cares?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How much is it weigh?
Oh, my
goodness. You know?
I don't know, but it was more than any pistol grip that I'd ever held before. So
wow.
Yeah, wow.
It's pretty heavy. But everything's tethered to them, and they just float around. I think I'll take a drill now. You know? It's nice.
Well, Chris Grundy's show, Cool Tools on the DIY Network, is taking off into orbit. See what I did there?
That was nice.
See how we weave that in?
That was awesome.
That was good.
That was really good.
And we will be back with more from the International Builder Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Next, more My Fix It Up Life.
Don't stop till your time is up. Run it up. Run it up. Run it up. You lay, you lay, you low. You got to let me get into your skin. You got to open up and let it all in. The popping begins. Then you'll find out why everyone stares. See, they're trying to fight our style. Trying to study our approach. They like the way we do it. So original. I guess it can't slow. So they should leave the room. This beat is for for the clubs and cause it go. Every time the bass bang, realize it was your name. Let the beat wind you up and don't stop till your time is up. Come on, girl, you know you own it. You know your keys to TikTok and hell yeah. You know that I'm watching. Get it, girl, get it, get it, girl. Get it, girl, get it, get it, girl. To the front, to the side.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. Fabulous. By the way, you are the most fabulous babe in this whole place.
Ooh, that's kind of, you know, a big compliment considering we're in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
I've seen, you know, the billboards. I've seen the girls walking around.
Adobe Photoshop.
Oh, they're all, even the live girls walking by.
They're Photoshopped, too.
They're Photoshopped.
There's not a light on full intensity in Vegas unless it's on the side of a skyscraper.
Uh-huh.
So don't worry about it. I'm getting lost walking around in the hotel.
He did. He actually got lost in the hotel. You went down to the lobby and you ended up in another casino, another hotel entirely.
Well, the whole thing's connected. It's like Cities of the Underworld on History Channel. You know, I'm walking around in there. I took a wrong turn. I thought I was in Versailles, for crying out loud. It's incredible.
I've gotten lost there before.
There you go.
Yeah, I've gotten lost inside a hotel before.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
Well, this is our special guest that we're talking to.
Yeah, the
Matt.
Man out of nowhere. That's me.
Out of nowhere.
So this person assaulting us right now is Matt.
He just ran up here and grabbed the microphone. We have no idea who he is. He just happens to be, you know, on a show called Deconstruction. I have no idea who he is.
Security, paging security.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Wouldn't be. So go ahead and tell us about the last time.
Yeah, yeah. That was
so
last
anyway,
time.
What happened? Yeah.
No, it was good. You know, the hotels where you said I got lost one time, and I wasn't, you know, I was having some fun at the tables, and I got lost, and I actually went back into a bakery.
No.
And came out with a muffin and got escorted out by security.
You know, that's a good thing.
I know. If you're going to get lost, you might as well come out with a muffin and some eateries.
I love muffins,
too. Right. Oh, hey, muffins are good stuff.
They are good.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, who doesn't like muffins? Especially the casino. Wrong way to go.
Yeah, that's exactly what people go to casinos for, is to, you know, get a muffin.
I'll take a Cosmo and a muffin. I mean, who has that?
I think you want, like, a lemonade or something.
I want to party with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Muffins for everybody. All
I don't know if you're allowed to do that. I'm sure muffin is code word for something else. I don't know what it is.
Word. I didn't even think it was
in guy zone.
We're talking about girls. Yeah.
Guy zone over here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Matt and I are hanging out doing some guy stuff.
Yeah, eating muffins.
You're very good about it. I mean, you guys are married, right?
We are,
yeah.
I've been married. I just brought my wife. She had to go home, but she was here Friday, Saturday with me. She's very good. She knows that there's girls around, but, you know, she can appreciate them, too, as well.
Yes.
She'll actually point them out to me and be like, who do you think she's a good-looking girl? I'm like, yeah, she is a good-looking girl, you know?
That's a good wife. Because everybody's going to notice. I mean, you can't. I mean, you know your husband's going to look.
Exactly, but I don't. Yeah,
I'm actually screwing sheets a half-inch plywood to the side of my head so that I have pure tunnel vision.
It is a dangerous road.
I don't think so. I've seen you look around. Yeah.
Maybe.
He stares, actually.
I'm just going to...
It's kind of creepy.
I'm just going to throw this out.
What's that?
Maybe
we talk about, you know...
why Matt's here at the Builder Show. Maybe...
Absolutely. Yeah,
who Matt is. You know, he's not some kind of, you know, like, actor, TV personality. He's a real contractor.
The real deal.
The real deal.
That's why they bring me to the Builder Show. And I'm actually with Chris Grundy, which is on Cool Tools.
Yes.
I'm helping him out with the special. So I'm going around looking at different tools, looking at different building products and everything. So we're kind of double teaming it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
So good.
Yeah.
So are you kind of looking at it with an eye towards technique and different practices and those kinds of things?
You know, we're coming from a contractor's, a building standpoint. You know, a lot of the stuff, we try to come from a do-it-yourself kind of nature. Because we want people to, a lot of stuff is kind of out of people's leagues, you know, putting on stucco or actually building the house. We're trying to show them stuff that actually brings it back to DIY.
Right.
Brings it back to that you can do in your home yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And little takeaways, little tools. I mean, there's some really cool stuff around here. I'm sure Chris is all about the cool guns and
nail guns
and everything. He loves.
There's still adrenaline floating around in the air from when Chris was here.
I know.
Actually, we appreciate you being a little lower key. Yeah. I can pass out.
Yeah, he could be almost, I don't know how what he drinks in the morning or how much
That's
Red
what
Bull,
I was asking him.
How much Red Bull?
It's like a constant IV that goes through the man. Yeah.
Maybe that's what they make Red Bull out of, whatever it is it's inside of him.
Yeah.
Had a Chris Grundy mojo. Yeah.
The Chris Grundy drink.
It'd be a great endorsement. Yeah. Let's get on that. I want what he's having.
Exactly. I do. I would love to have that. Yeah.
So we're here at the Senko booth. You've seen the Fusion tools, or did you just get here?
I just got here. You know, I haven't checked it out yet. I mean, it looks space age to me.
Awesome. So tell us what you think about it after having not seen it.
I know. Fantastic. It looks great. So far, I'm going to buy one. So far, they're going to give me one, right?
That's so good.
That's good. So you can find Matt's professional opinions all over the place.
Yeah, I haven't quite been in the tools yet. I've been mostly going with the Schlage.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have some really cool stuff with the smart homes.
Yeah.
Where they centrifuge everything together. They can do, you can control your lights, you control your thermostat, you could actually unlock doors from just your PDA or your iPhone or your BlackBerry, which is pretty amazing. It's just really cool. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to have to throw my keys away.
Yeah. No.
after getting those locks.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about it is that she'll know when you come in and out of the house. Probably not a good thing.
I need. Like I can never leave. They're to lock from the outside.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a cartoon where they nail 2x4s over the door.
We've worked together.
Yeah. Been there. We work together. We work at home together.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we're together all the time.
Well, it's very hard.
So he can't really go anywhere without me knowing about it. Isn't he lucky?
Yeah.
So now you're
I'm going
animal,
out to
really.
Get lunch at McDonald's. No, you're not.
But that's very rare for something like that to happen with a married couple. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, we're working on our house together. Yeah. We everything.
Have you renovated your own house? If you're like every other carpenter I know, your punch list is a mile long.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I started out doing handyman work.
Uh-huh.
My dad built homes. I got to learn the homes from the inside out, framing, electrical, plumbing.
That's so good.
And then I got to build my own houses as a contractor.
Nice.
And that's why I started to sell them as a realtor. So I've been around the home industry and seen the changes all over. So it's the punch list that I had as a handyman, it got really, really high, and some of the stuff was really, really weird that I would do.
Yeah.
You know, just new situations. But that's how you learn, and I wouldn't get it right every time. But you know what? It's as long as you keep trying, as long as you keep going in there, you will be able to do it yourself. And that's why I come to this network, and that's why they bring me, so I can bring a little bit of experience to it, too.
Oh, that's great.
So I want to know what the last project you did.
Last project I did?
Yeah. What's the last thing that you did came to the Builder's Show?
I renovated a bathroom, which was really good. It was actually my mother's and father-in-law's bathroom.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice. And
you're a good son-in-law.
That's some updating. Yeah, you got to keep on the good side of
that.
Yeah. Plus, he brings me a lot of free wine.
So did he ask you to renovate his bathroom after
Free
wine?
Well, that's what he usually happens. Well,
here's a couple bottles of wine, and now I want to ask you for a favor.
His motivation towards the end of the day, it starts all over again.
Nice.
So they needed some updating, new toilets, and we also put the self-powered toilets in there. Mm. New flooring, used some bamboo flooring in there, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's
sweet.
New products. Bamboo flooring is probably one of my favorite things that I've seen.
Yeah.
It looks really good, looks like wood, and it's durable, like you wouldn't believe.
Yes.
Updated some pipe. I've been using PEX a lot. You know, the PEX is really good over
flexible
the copper.
Flexible tubing. Yeah.
Really nice. So, drywall work, electrical, and I just like to get my hands dirty and everything.
There you go.
Because that's what's fun. I mean, you guys do it yourself.
Sure.
Right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the fun part. I don't just keep in one realm. I go all over the place, and that's how you learn new things. So it's really, really cool.
Awesome.
Now,
awesome.
Does your wife get involved at all?
Not a bit.
Not a bit?
Not a bit.
Is that her choice or your choice?
No, that is her choice.
Okay.
She goes, you go ahead and do your thing. She'll give me the nice punch list, and she likes what I do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
She doesn't get her hands dirty. She's not one of those girls that really... She doesn't like to go camping.
Got it. Right here.
I go camping.
She goes in the hotel room. Yeah. You know, it's nice.
No hair dryers in the campsite.
No. Yeah. But she's not a prissy girl, but she just doesn't like to get her hands dirty that much. So, which is fine. We have that yin and yang. I do my own thing. She does her own thing.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Now, what's coming up next on Deconstruction?
Deconstruction's good. And actually, the show is the science behind home improvement. So
really?
That's a
love that.
Yes, so I'm actually testing the products before you put them in your home, like mm-hmm. throwing bowling balls on granite or lighting them on fire. Or
that
dropping.
Is so fun.
Yes, it was. I pretty much destroy everything that I get my hands on, which is great. So a lot of explosions, but I want to put them to the test because it's important when you put something inside your house that you know that it's going to be right. You know that you're paying the money that you should pay to put into the house,
right?
And that you're not, and especially on plumbing and things that it's going to last you a long time.
Yes.
Make sure it's put in right. So, I mean, I've done everything from, you know, going to see how the granite is actually cultivated and given and put into their actual slabs.
Right.
And then how it's tested and then put into your kitchen. And we just give you the whole realm. So it's the whole world of home improvement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah,
now, are you doing it with tools, too, or is it all materials?
It's materials, tools, anything. I mean, we have, we've done windows.
Okay.
We've done roof.
Have you done the Stormbreaker windows?
Stormbreaker? Like, oh, yeah, that's one of my
Simontons.
Favorite things. Have you seen a 2x4 get shot? I mean, that's a...
Do you have the 2x4 cannon?
No, they had...
Oh.
And I've seen probably every 2x4 cannon in America.
Yeah.
And one of the coolest ones was in Clemson, where we actually shot a 2x4 at 100 miles an hour through a brick wall.
Oh,
and it
wow.
was nothing. The first one
that
we shot.
That sounds like so much fun.
It was great.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm a big little kid. That
there you go. Well, if you shot it in Grundy, it would stop 10 feet before it hit him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Too much energy. Too much energy. I can't take that much.
Yeah. It just burned to a cinder and fall.
I think Grundy could pretty much just fly through the wall just from his energy. Who needs the cannon?
He doesn't even need
yeah,
the
yeah,
cannon.
Yeah, they need the cannon, which is great. But it's really, I mean, that's one of the things about hurricanes and really important. So it's about safety, too, about protecting your home.
Yeah,
you know, when there's tornadoes or hurricanes, and that goes through your window, it doesn't necessarily. It's not about the debris hitting you, but it's about that air pressure that gets inside that house and lifts those roofs up. And that's you want to keep them as sealed up as possible. So
right.
That's neat.
Right.
Really neat.
Nature
wow.
hates a vacuum.
Nature does hate a vacuum. You know, another good another show that I have is Project Extreme on there too as well, which is a show that I step into the shoes of some of the most extreme jobs in the world. I'm talking like
really?
I hung out of helicopters in Chicago.
Really?
I was over bridges. I got put into a Jacques Cousteau kind of underwater gear and went down into the Poughkeepsie. I mean, it's like...
Now,
awesome.
While that sounds really cool, how does your wife feel about all
terrible.
That?
When she watches it, yeah, terrible.
Do you tell her that you're going to be doing this, or do you tell her afterward? Or does she have to watch it on TV?
I say, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm coloring rainbows and stars today. And blowing bubbles. So that's what I do.
Because I'm out of my mind every time, you know, my husband does anything that's anywhere near dangerous.
Oh, we're putting a new
roof
on our house.
And it's not anything like that.
Coming up.
Yeah. Oh, and every time he's on any roof, I'm like,
You would die.
I couldn't watch it. I just couldn't watch it. There's no way.
I was hanging above the Poughkeepsie. We did this bridge over the Poughkeepsie.
Uh-huh.
And I was hanging by just a rope, 100 feet down, and still had 200 feet to go. And we were checking out the bridge supports. In a probably a 0 degree day with about 30 mile an hour wind speed. So that was one thing I did not tell my wife about, which is good.
My goodness.
Until after it appears. Well, we are going to have to check out this new cool tool special.
Absolutely.
Matt, we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Anytime.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Best good luck to you.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
You are back inside my Fix It Up Life at the International Builders Show, where we are rocking out at the Senco booth.
In Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. We have an unbelievable new tool introduction with their new Fusion technology.
Yes, unveiled this week.
Yes.
Yes.
And it rocks.
It totally rocks.
We are also now joined by Russell from the Southern Pine Council.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about because one of my favorite projects, one of my favorite kinds of projects are outdoor projects.
Yes, that's very true.
And we live in the East, and we use a lot of southern pine for that.
We do.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Very good.
So the first question is, what is southern pine?
Well, it's primarily grown in the southeast U.S., and it's used all over. It's a great structural application. It's any outdoor use, framing. You have flooring, all kinds of applications.
Okay.
We have a website, southernpine.com. You can find out pretty much any information you're looking for there.
Okay, great.
That's good.
Great. Now, when people think, at least on the East Coast where we're from, when people think of southern pine, I think they think of pressure-treated lumber only.
Yeah, there's, I'd say, about a third, a little more than a third of all southern pine that is produced is pressure-treated and goes into generally some type of outdoor application, such as decking or porching.
Okay.
So, yeah, Most pressure-treated lumber is associated with southern pine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And now everyone is, you know, buzzing about green these days. And, you know, southern pine, you talk about the green aspects of it.
That has been a big issue for southern pine, not only southern pine, all wood products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as people are becoming more educated with green building and it becomes more part of the normal construction practices, you know, the people are becoming more aware of the good the environmental properties that wood has, and that's the ability to store carbon and its energy efficiency attributes, stuff like that that contributes to green building. So it's a very good building product that's positioned to help out with green building.
Perfect, perfect. And everybody here at the International Builder Show is certainly aware, and now I'm going to totally geek out now for my Fix It Up Life audience.
You're always geeking out.
Of the formulation change. Pressure-treated lumber used to be pressure-treated for many, many years with a formula called CCA. And that was phased out many years ago. And now we've got different treatments out there.
Yeah, it's definitely in transition. There's different types of treatments coming online. Several companies out there that do different types, such as ACQ and others, trying to, you know, promote their chemicals in the wood that prolong the life of the wood, which in turn, you know, contributes to more of the green building aspect, the longevity of the wood.
Right.
Which, you know, the whole green building, you don't want to beat the details to death, but it's, you know, it just contributes to the whole environmental aspect there.
Okay.
In terms of being a green building product.
So you're talking about embodied energy. You know,
Absolutely.
You've got a forest. The forest grows. Embodied. It's good for the world. Carbon dioxide.
They store it when they grow it. The lumber or the wood product stores it as it's during its life cycle. So, you know, it's just all around a great product from an environmental standpoint.
Our audience is storing the carbon dioxide that's coming out of my mouth right now. Hopefully, it's not too much of a toxic environment.
There's always a lot coming out of your mouth, dear. I love you, babe.
Trees help soak it up, so it's a good thing.
Now, why southern pine? Why not oak, maple? I'm making it up. Ponderosa pine.
Different species of wood have different uses. You have hardwoods, you have softwoods. Southern pine's a softwood. It's a structural, it's rare, very good structural applications.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, you know, we were just talking about treated. It's very easy to treat. So there are different characteristics and attributes of the different species.
Right.
Is basically what positions that type of wood for a different product. I mean, you know, flooring, you have lots of hardwoods. Well, you also have softwoods such as southern pine, but you see a lot of American red oak as a flooring.
Sure.
But in terms of joists and subfloors and roofs, you see a lot of southern pine applications. Any type of softwood that has a good structural application, you're going to have that. that?
Well, I know I've installed plenty of Southern Pine floors. The grain is very noticeable, and I mean that in a good way.
Yes.
The striations are beautiful, and they give it a very specific kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
Good for porch ceilings that are in
absolutely
a dry, or what would it be called by code? I think a moist application.
Yeah.
So it's got good stability in
absolutely
that application.
Yes.
Now, are you? Does it? Can you get moldings to match, like a crown or?
Yes. You can do moldings with Southern Pine. It's like any other softwood out there, or any other type of wood that they do use.
Okay.
There's plenty of applications in that sense too.
Right on.
Very good.
Now, what about? Again, I'm going to go back to this formula. The formula for the chemicals they use to treat the pine to make it bug anti-friendly. What's another word for anti-friendly?
Anti-friendly?
Yeah, like I'm anti-friendly to most people.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you're a little abrasive and loud. And
not
oh, wait
friendly
a second, I'm sorry. I love you, honey.
Yeah, you're married to me. You have no choice.
I chose you. That's what your mother always tells me.
His ring is a handcuff.
He's my son, but you chose to marry him.
Work together, live together. That's a good thing.
Work together, live together. That's
the
whole story.
We spent all of our time together.
But the point of using wood outside is that it's not friendly or conducive to termites eating it, to decay from weather issues, from wet-dry cycles. I mean, I built docks long ago. I mentioned this earlier in the program with Matt Blaishaw, and I said nature hates a vacuum. That comes from the perfect storm. And I built a million docks out on the waters of Cape Cod, all of it yellow pine, all of it treated pine. But since that formula has changed, are they for the My Fix It Up Life audience who's going to go build a deck or a fence or maybe do a porch ceiling, what about ground contact? Can we just put it all on the ground and put it all in the water, or do they need to be paying attention?
Yeah, I mean, they're making the formulas where they're safe for the environment and the ground.
Yeah.
They make sure that that's covered. They don't want to, you know, hurt the environment in any way. So
right.
It is safe. You have, and that's another thing. Go to southernpine.com. We have lots and lots of technical literature that you can go to the charts, check it out, see what type of chemicals you need for your specific application.
So you can order that from your lumber yard or your home center and say, this is what I'm doing. Make sure the formula is right.
Absolutely. Southern Pine has everything. Southernpine.com has everything you need to know.
That is great. And we are going to come back with more from the Senco booth
on My Fix It Up Life.
All of the people stop to rush by. Her is a twisted dance, can't find a drink of man. Where all my keys
are,
I left my phone.
For Sean.
Fix It Up Live at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas at the Senco booth. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it was a good break.
How'd you do on the break? You were standing next to me the whole time, and
I didn't even
see you.
Don't think I made any mistakes.
Well, while you were not making any mistakes,
yeah.
Prashant from James. Where are you from? What are you from? James Hardy.
James Hardy.
Yeah.
Hello.
James Hardy. Well, I was thinking James Hardy, then I wanted to say Hardy Plank, and then You know what? Hi, Prashant. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice to see you. Who are you and what are you doing? Welcome to our show.
How
Thanks
am I gonna
for
be
coming.
Here? Okay, bye.
All
Thank
right.
you. All
and
right.
that wraps it up for my Fix It Up Live from the Builder Show.
You're so friendly, honey. Everyone is like, why did you pick him to marry? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's because I got mad skills, Prashant. Mad skills.
Yeah, I have some skills, I guess.
Maybe we should talk about some James Hardy products.
That would be a great idea.
I've installed these products. It was many years ago. I hung some siding and loved it.
Great, great. I mean, we're really proud of our products. I mean, they've got the look and warmth of wood, and you know, they're beautiful, and they stand up to the elements.
Perfect.
Good.
Perfect. And for the My Fix It Up Life audience members who don't know what James Hardy products are, they're cementitious siding products.
Right. We call it fiber cement.
Fiber cement.
And, yeah, James Hardy introduced that technology to the United States.
To the United States. And where did it come from?
Well, James Hardy is an Australian company.
Okay.
It's 100 years old, and we've been selling products in the United States for the last 20 years.
So in Australia, where Carl Champley, friend of the show, is from.
Yes, and we'll be talking to him at the International Builders
you know
show.
You got termites in Australia as big as Great Dane. So
yeah.
The fact that it's a product that works in that environment is a big statement to its durability.
Sure, sure. But we didn't just take the product from Australia and just bring it over here and never made any improvements to it. You know, we've spent like the last 20 years putting our research and development into the products, and we're now on a seventh generation of fiber cement.
Wow. Yeah.
So
wow.
That's different than what I installed way back.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we've added things to our formulation to, you know, actually to improve thickness, to create trim products, to improve paint adhesion.
Nice.
And now we're even working on, we've just come out with an engineered for climate product.
What's that?
Well, you know, the North American climate is pretty grueling.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you are. You've got high UV in Denver. You've got hail and snow in the Northeast. You've got storms in the South. And what our scientists did was they looked at all of those climatic variables, and they came out with two distinct products for the United States. And we call it HC5 and HC10. HC5 for the northern climates and HC10 for the southern climates.
Okay, wow. That makes it easy right there. Because if there was HC15, I was out. I mean, my head was swimming.
He can only handle so many numbers at a time.
So we're talking about thermal stability, so it's not going to move around and press corner boards around and all that stuff when the temperatures fluctuate dramatically, which they do where we live.
Yes. That's we live in Philadelphia.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's a great product for Philadelphia. We've got that HC5 product. It has a drip edge on it and a slope on the backside to improve moisture, so to allow moisture to get out from the front of the product.
Yep.
It also has an embossed nail line, and that actually helps with installers. So when installers were using our product, we told them that they needed to put that nail 1 inch down from the top, but they'd be a little bit concerned about that nail head showing, so they might cheat it up a little bit.
Yep.
But now we've got a nail line on that product, so you can put it in, you can be assured as a homeowner that the installer is going to install it correctly.
That's nice.
Yeah, and having hung that, I can tell you that that 1 inch is tough to see with your nailer going across thousands of times.
Hmm.
What's the recommended nail for siding?
Well, there are siding nails, but you can also use a roofing nail. If you come to our website and look for installation instructions, well, you can find all that information out. And it'll be dependent on the wind load in your particular area. If you're in Dade County, where you've got the possibility of hurricanes, let's face it, you're going to have to use a larger nail. But but in most places, it's just a standard siding nail.
Well, you bring up a good point. Anything, any building product that can be used and passed the Dade County, Florida, which
That's true.
Massively victimized by Hurricane Andrew back in 19...
Oh, come on. You come out with it, because I don't remember.
Don't dump it on me. Yeah. I don't remember.
You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah. Well, it was Hurricane Andrew anyway. The building codes there are the most rigorous in the whole country.
Absolutely.
And if your product can pass Miami-Dade, your product can pass anywhere. So,
true.
The only thing it's not going to last probably through is an open flame and even cementitious siding.
Well, most of our products, all of our Hardy Plank products are non-combustible. So you would have seen news stories, I'm sure, where there are homes that have wood or vinyl on them, and the wood homes burn, the vinyl homes melt, and the Hardy home is still standing there after the fires.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Wow. Now, we've talked about siding. We focused on siding quite a bit. What other products does James Hardy have for the exterior of the home?
Well, yeah, so we sell siding, plank, panel trim products. And the important part of this is that we're not just selling plank, we're selling a complete exterior for the homeowner, because homeowners see the value in putting fiber cement siding on their home. Mm-hmm. And what happened originally was that we just came out with a plank product, and then they put wood trim or PVC or something like that, and the wood rotted, you know.
And left the siding by itself.
Yeah. And so with all that research and development that we've done, we've come out with thicker products, and so we have trim products, and you can put a complete exterior of fiber cement around your house and feel like you're going to be protected, and you're going to have that 30-year warranty on fiber cement. And on top of that, we are painting the product in our factory now, so you can get a pre-finished product and not have to worry about did the painter water down the paint.
I don't like to worry about things at all.
Prashant, now I'm angry at you because
why do you be mad at everyone?
I'm not mad at everyone, just him.
Just most people?
You just answered my next question.
Oh.
Which is the paint. When I did the siding project that I did years ago, I painted it and it took paint beautifully.
Yeah.
Laid totally flat. But can you get it raw and pre-painted at the factory?
Absolutely, absolutely. But we really do encourage people to use the factory finish Color Plus technology, because in the factory we can put a consistent coat of paint on it. You get the absolute, right amount of paint. It's baked on, and we can give you a 15-year warranty on that product.
Oh.
So you don't have to paint again for 15 years. And
love
most
it.
Of the time when you do it in the field, you've got to paint again in like 5 years.
Once and
so
done.
Good.
Prashant, we thank you so very much for joining my Fix It Up Life.
And thank you for having me here.
We have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Inside My Fix It Up Life, inside the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. The aisles are packed.
They are packed right now. There's a lot of people moving around.
And I'm looking behind us in the Senco booth, and the Senco folks, their new fusion technology, game-changing fastening technology.
Game changer.
Now I'm running around in the aisle.
I
gotta have a stance. The booth is a mob scene, that's good. We're not here to talk about fusion right this second.
No, we're not. We're joined by a special guest.
From My Fix It Up Life's favorite roofing company.
That's true.
Da Vinci Roofscapes.
That's true.
We're joined by the Vitruvian Man, Leonardo painted himself. Everybody knows that guy.
Oh, my goodness. Color me embarrassed.
I should be a little more serious. We got Ray Rosewall here. Ray Rosewall, I'm sorry, who is the head honcho, Chief Muckety Muck.
Head honcho, Chief Muckety Muck?
I don't really think
he gets that when he's walking around the hallways at work.
Hope he's got a sense
of
humor.
Hello, Mr. Muckety Muck.
I could be
How
in big
are
trouble.
You?
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for leaving.
Yeah.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Ray's running screaming down the aisle saying, get me away from these two clowns.
Yeah, exactly. So we're here, and we would love to know a little bit more about the EcoBlend from you.
Well, EcoBlend is our name for our cool colors, which basically means that they've met the Cool Roof Rating Council requirements for LEED points. Mm-hmm. So they have an index that allows the tile to stay cooler and to reflect the sun and the infrared back.
Ooh.
So that basically does a couple of things. It reduces the temperature of the tile, which gives it a longer life, but it also keeps your roof cooler and reduces your heating and cooling costs because you don't have the wide extremes that you're dealing with. About a 20-degree difference is what we see in our tests between a non-EcoBlend and an EcoBlend color.
Really? 20?
20 degrees.
20 degrees?
Yes.
Wow.
Where is that temperature taken? Is it taken on top of the shingle on a bright, sunny day?
We measure the top and the bottom. So what we do is we measure at the deck and the top of the shingle. So the top of the shingle is cooler, which means that the bottom of the shingle stays cooler, too. Now, our shingles have an advantage because they're hollow underneath, as you know, when you install them.
Yes.
And that provides an air cushion insulator.
Right.
Which also helps with the temperature differential.
Really?
Wow.
So 20 degrees. Now, does that have a direct or measurable translation into the amount of dollars a homeowner might save over their heating?
Well, according to the
costs?
Cool Roof Council, who's done a lot of studying on this, it's 7 to 15% a year in savings potential. Depends on your climate and how the rest of your house is insulated and weatherproofed and all of those things and the efficiency of your heating system.
Sure.
Well, that is make such a smart decision. I mean, seriously.
So if I was just approached by, we're licensed contractors, as you know, and I was just approached by someone to build out an attic space in their home, and of course, keeping that the temperature in their stable is a big deal.
Yeah,
and now they're huge into green.
Yes,
so now as potentially an upgrade to the home, potentially a green element for them, I can bring roofing into the whole project rather than insulation and drywall.
Well, you want to bring some drywall in there.
Well, we kind of do that, too. Yeah, I'm going to roof the outside of your house, and the inside remains an attic.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's such a good idea. We're going to have to have a meeting later about that project a little bit, Mark. But, yes, that does sound like a smart solution, though, for an attic space.
For a whole house remodel.
Exactly.
So there's the green element on it from energy consumption. There's the green element on it from just keeping your your cooling system from not working as hard. So you're not consuming as many fossil fuels. What about the actual production of the tile? Is it a special tile from DaVinci, or is it just a special color?
It's a special color. It uses the same proven resin system we've been using for 11 years. We just basically developed with our key suppliers an infrared reflective pigment. And what that allows you to do is you color the plastic through the same as we do with all of our other tiles, but it reflects the solar radiation and bounces it back instead of getting absorbed.
Wow.
So in other words, you're bouncing back the light, which has heat energy in it, and you're bouncing back the infrared light, which also has heat energy in it?
Yes.
Makes the whole roof a less of a heat sink, as it were?
And it also bounces back UV. So there's something called a solar reflective index that is used to measure that, and it's a combination of thermal emissivity and the solar reflectance of the part.
Wow, that's all above my pay grade for knowing what that, actually understanding all of that science. But what we want to bring to the My Fix It Up Live audience is the takeaway, is that your house remains cooler, doesn't work as hard, and DaVinci already makes a 50-year roof.
That's correct.
Is the warranty on this different than...
Exactly the same, 10-year non-prorated, just like every other product DaVinci makes.
Wow.
Love it.
And we can get the EcoBlend throughout the whole suite of DaVinci products?
Absolutely. Any product we make can be obtained in an EcoBlend color.
Oh, now you're talking. So we're talking slates, we're talking shakes.
Bellaforte, Fancy Shakes, all of those products.
Beautiful.
Very good. And you can find out more about DaVinci Roofscapes at DaVinciRoofscapes.com. And you can check us out, My Fix It Up Life, at MyFixItUpLife.com. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook and become our fan for special insider news and prizes that we give away every week on My Fix It Up Life at noon on Saturdays. And
what?
Well, more from the International Builders Show in Las Vegas. Coming up in the DaVinci Roofscapes booth, N1115, at 3 o'clock today.
That's all happening on My Fix It Up Life. What's next in home improvement entertainment?
The is Evo. Welcome. Levin. Legend. I was walking down the street.
Hey, I'm broadcasting from the floor.